Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
It is definitely a chilly start for us this morning. We're going to walk through exactly what to expect into the New Year's weekend coming up.
Plus, we're following breaking news out of downtown Raleigh. A crash leaves a woman dead, two people injured, and a truck flipped on its roof.
And swift water rescue crews will be out on Cape Fear River this morning searching for a missing boater. How the team worked to save four others yesterday.
Preparations are underway for WRAL's first night Raleigh celebration. What you can expect this New Year's Eve. It's straight up 6 o'clock right now on your Friday, the final Friday of 2023, as we start to point towards that New Year's closing in on it. I'm Jeff Hogan. Thanks for spending time with us.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. I cannot believe it's a couple days away.
Yeah,
where did 2023 go?
I don't know. We earned it, though.
We did.
It's down to it.
Yes. And meteorologist Anthony Baglione with us this morning, looking at a temperature change from 24 hours ago. It's really feeling cold on this final Friday of 2023.
Yeah, it is cold. Good morning, both of you, and good morning to all of you at home. Certainly about where we should be for this time of year. It's feeling kind of festive. Temperatures are in the 30s and 40s, but it's chilly. You're going to want to bundle up. Most of us are about 15 to 20 degrees colder than this time yesterday. What does that mean? We'll talk about that here in just a second as far as where we go from there heading into the weekend. There's definitely some cloud cover out there. Not a lot. I think less than what we had yesterday, and we should see more sunshine today. But temperatures, though, underneath those clouds, we're right about 38 Raleigh, Durham, Rocky Mount, 35 in South Hill, 30 degrees currently at Good Morning 2 in Roxborough. We go through the day. Temperatures a couple degrees cooler than yesterday. We hit 60 for our Thursday. We're going to be right about 56 today. I don't think that difference will be hugely noticeable. It should still feel pretty nice with some sunshine. One thing to note, though, as we go into the afternoon and evening, there is a very slim chance, as Futurecast is kind of pointing out there, of a quick passing shower. Let's say between 5 and 8 p.m. if you're headed out, traveling, things like that. It should be pretty quick. We'll keep an eye on it, though, for you. Otherwise, we'll have a look at that New Year's forecast, Brett, coming up here in just a few minutes.
Thanks, Anthony. Let's take a look at traffic. I'm Brett Neeson for Brian Schrader this morning. It is 6:01 on your Friday, the last Friday of 2023. All green on all of our sensors, 540 and 440, both looking good right now. Let's take a live look at 540 at US 70. That section of Glenwood Avenue out there towards the airport in Briar Creek, we're seeing traffic flowing in both directions. We'll let you know if anything changes or if any crashes pop up.
With breaking news, we're following a woman is dead and two others are injured after a serious crash in downtown Raleigh. An investigation at the intersection of South Blount Street and East Cabarrus Street was underway for more than 6 hours. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live from the police department right now with what she has learned this morning. Kelsey, good morning.
Jeff, good morning. At least one of the vehicles that was involved in this crash hit some power poles. So Duke Energy trucks were there for more than 6 hours just cleaning up that aftermath. And this morning, we're asking Raleigh police just what led up to this crash. But for now, let's get you straight to video from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker so you can just see the extent of the two vehicles' damage, a sedan and a pickup truck. That pickup truck flipped over on its roof. Police received a call about this crash just before 8:30 last night. It happened at the intersection of South Blount and East Cabarrus Street. Police did not release the woman's name who died, but they tell us she was 41 years old. We're also working to find out the names of the two people who were injured and get an update on their condition. This crash is still under investigation, but police say they do plan to file charges. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
And more breaking news. We are working to learn more about a deadly crash in Wake Forest. This was the scene from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker around 2 o'clock this morning. The crash closed all lanes of northbound Capitol Boulevard near Club Villas Drive. Authorities tell us three vehicles were involved in this crash. One man was killed. Another person was taken to the hospital. No word on what may have caused the crash. We will continue to push for updates.
This morning, crews will be back out on the Cape Fear River as they search for a missing person. Yesterday, crews spent hours searching for five people who went out on the river. They were able to rescue four of them. The search for the people who were boating out there took place just south of Moncur, and rescuers were searching from the air, on land, in the water after those teens were reported missing. We don't yet know the names of those five people who were boating. We will continue to monitor the swift water rescue team's efforts when the sun comes out to find the missing person today on air and online. You can catch that.
And Jeff, there's a flood warning for that same area along the Cape Fear River in Cumberland and Bladen counties because of high water levels. Officials say levels at the William O. Husk Lock are expected to rise above flood stage tomorrow morning. People we spoke with in the area said that water is moving faster than normal and docks are submerged. County officials are asking people to take precautions. The flood warning is in effect through New Year's Eve.
And happening now in the WRAL Live Center, remember the Chinese spy balloon scandal from earlier this year? Well, U.S. intelligence officials now reporting China used a U.S. internet provider to communicate. This is new information coming into the newsroom this morning. The balloon reportedly connected to the U.S.-based company to send and receive communications from China, mostly related to navigation. NBC is not naming the company in order to protect the network sources, but the connection allowed the balloon to send quick bursts of info, high bandwidth collections of data over short periods of time. Of course, this was the response to that spy balloon scandal. Now the U.S. provider is denying the Chinese balloon used its network. Of course, stay with WRAL and NBC News as we monitor this story for any new developments here in the WRAL Live Center.
That is a startling development. Ken, thanks. Taking a live look now at RDU International Airport, people will be filling the terminals there. That's Terminal 2 you see here, heading to those holiday plans to and from. Today will be busy, even tomorrow busier, though. TSA is expecting to screen more than 2.5 million people at airport security checkpoints across the country today. The FAA says more than 48,000 flights are expected tomorrow. TSA has recorded nearly 2.5 million people moving through airports since December 20th.
And if you're hitting the road, tomorrow will be a very busy day. AAA predicts the best time to be out on the roads is before noon today and tomorrow. Today, the worst travel time will be between 2 and 8 p.m. And tomorrow, the worst time will be between 5 and 7 p.m., so a smaller window. You shouldn't see too many traffic impacts Sunday or Monday.
Story people will be talking about today. A teenage girl is back home safe in Fayetteville this morning after she was found underneath a trap door inside a home in Kentucky. The 16-year-old girl was first reported missing December 6th and was found Christmas Day. The suspect is 34-year-old Zachary Jones. Police in Lincoln County, Kentucky released these documents showing Jones is charged with assault, rape, strangulation, and terroristic threatening of the minor. The man's mother spoke with WRAL's Chris Lovingood. She called the police, bringing them to the home to find the girl. She also says her son lied about her about the girl's age.
I asked him how old she was. He said she's 19. So I took that as the truth. You know, I'm always upset when he lies to me.
The teen told police Jones picked her up from her home in Fayetteville and took her to Kentucky. She said Jones had a gun, choked her, and threatened to kill her. We reached out to the victim's family, who declined an interview. Kentucky law enforcement says Jones will be charged in North Carolina as well.
Maine became the second state to disqualify former president and 2024 hopeful Donald Trump from its 2024 primary ballot. This decision comes 1 week after the Colorado Supreme Court ruled to remove Trump from its ballot. In her 34-page decision, Democrat Secretary of State Shenna Bellows says that Trump's actions surrounding January 6th compelled her to make this ruling. She says, though, this won't be enforced until the Maine Supreme Court takes up the case. The Trump campaign said in a statement on Thursday that they will be filing a legal challenge to this ruling.
The mayor of Sharpsburg is facing his second DWI charge in 5 years. Mayor Robert Williams was arrested in Rocky Mount last week. He was sworn into office in 2018, just hours after getting out from behind bars for DWI. Williams pleaded guilty to that charge and for resisting an officer and possession of a concealed firearm. WRAL did not receive comment from the mayor himself. We also reached out to town commissioners, receiving only a statement telling us the town of Sharpsburg Board of Commissioners is aware Mayor Robert Williams was arrested for DWI on December 21, 2023. The board has no further comment at this time.
The woman who was stabbed multiple times at a busy Raleigh intersection is in serious condition this morning. Police say Shanika Williams was attacked on Wednesday. 51-year-old James Hunt appeared on a video monitor for his first court appearance yesterday. He is charged with assault with a deadly weapon with intent to kill. Hunt is accused of stabbing Williams, then hopping on a train to try and escape arrest. Records show Hunt and Williams were married in 2019.
For the first time since the pandemic started, more people have been hospitalized in North Carolina with the flu than with COVID. Numbers released yesterday show the number of people hospitalized with the flu jumped 84% week to week. COVID is up 24%. One in every five visits to the emergency department, whether the patient was admitted or not, involved a respiratory issue. That's flu, COVID, and RSV. A number of hospitals in our area are changing their visitation policies to keep viruses out.
Thousands of people will fill downtown Raleigh for the WREL First Night celebration this weekend. Crews are putting final touches on the preparations for the big event. You can expect live performances and plenty of activities for families, including a new amusement ride. The Acorn will drop with a fireworks display at 7 and then again at midnight. And we are your home for WREL First Night Raleigh. If you want to watch from your couch, expanded coverage of all the fun starts Sunday at 10 p.m. on Fox 50. Our coverage will continue straight through midnight, through the midnight Acorn drop and fireworks. And you can also watch the Acorn drop on WREL right after Sunday Night Football.
We're at 10 after 6 right now. Still ahead this morning, the house where four Idaho college students were murdered has been demolished. What's next in the trial of suspect Brian Koberger and why the families of students didn't want that house destroyed?
Plus, the New Year's Eve holiday weekend is upon us. We have your out and about best bets for a celebratory weekend right here on the Triangle.
And if you're headed out this morning, make sure to grab the hot cup of coffee, maybe some tea. It is chilly. Temperatures in the 30s for all of us. We're at 38 in Rocky Mount. We're going to go over, though, our temperatures this afternoon and how that New Year's forecast looks. The all-important one coming up after the break.
As you get into your car, tune to WREL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
All right, time now is 6:14 on this Friday morning. Let's get an update on where we sit currently on our drought status. This came out yesterday morning, so it is a fairly new update, if you will. We see the abnormally dry conditions still kind of encompassing a little bit of the triangle, if you will. We go up toward Virginia and our northern counties. That's kind of in that moderate drought criteria. Otherwise, we have made some improvement, which is great news. Over the next 7 days, we do not have much rainfall on the way. The only chance at this point looks like next Wednesday into Thursday, where we could pick up maybe a quarter to a half an inch or so. You can kind of see where that best coverage would be from the triangle to the north, but amounts at this point look pretty minimal. This afternoon, maybe a quick shower. It will not amount to much, but we'll watch it closely here into the weekend.
All right, Anthony, let's take a look at traffic right now, and we are looking good all across the board. All in all of our delay maps right now, in and out of Raleigh right now, all of these major routes in the clear right now. Same thing for the Durham area. Major routes looking good in both directions. We're not seeing any trouble spots right now on the roadways here on your last Friday of 2023. Hard to believe. I-885, this is the Durham Freeway at Ellis Road. We're seeing traffic flowing freely in both directions right now. Jeff?
Prosecutors representing the man accused of murdering four University of Idaho students last year are requesting a summer trial date. This comes as the home where the murders took place was demolished yesterday. Two victims' families pleaded with the university and prosecutor's office to stop the demolition until after the trial, saying it could still be relevant to the jury. Until the school decides what to do with the lot next, it will remain vacant. Legal experts believe the defense will ask for a venue transfer to a larger city with a larger jury pool. The suspect is Brian Koberger in this case. He has pleaded not guilty. All right, almost time to ring in 2024, and that means many folks will be able to get out and about to celebrate.
Oh, yeah, and there are plenty of New Year's Eve events happening across the Triangle area.
Check it out for a unique night of live music this New Year's Eve, plus dueling piano bar. This could be the place for you. Now, plus is New Year's Bash. It features food, drinks, and the all-request dueling piano show, of course. The party starts at 7. Tickets are $30.
That's a fun time, but maybe you want to do the New Year's festivities and still get the kids to bed on time. The Life and Science Museum in Durham might be the place for you. They're hosting a noon Year's Eve celebration on Sunday. There will be crafts, music, and a special ball drop at 12 p.m., not a.m., p.m.
And the first dry bar in Raleigh is throwing its debut party this New Year's Eve. take on 2024 with a mocktail in hand at Umbrella Dry Bar. The venue is at 14 West Martin Street. It's also a great way to jump into that dry January folks love to do. Tickets to this event are $100 each. WRL has your complete guide to New Year's Eve in our area. Just look for a full list on our website, WRL.com, and search Out and About.
Well, parts of Southern California are cleaning up after a strong storm brought flooding to the area. But one paddleboarder made the best of it. The California man decided to paddleboard through the flooded streets. And now this area was among the hardest hit by the Pacific storm, pounded by large waves and high surf. Looking ahead, coastal flood and high surf warnings are in effect for these SoCal beaches through Saturday night. Waves up to 10 to 15 feet are possible. So quite the flooding situation there.
Yeah, abnormal stuff there. Flood warnings will last for a few more days there. Right here, we get over to Anthony Baglione in the WRL Severe Weather Center right now. We got that rain kicked out. Now it should be pretty dry, quiet.
Yeah, overall, this forecast into the weekend looking pretty good. I don't see any major travel problems for us either, which is great. We're going to talk about that here in just a second. But good morning to all of you. Hopefully, you're enjoying so far a peaceful start to your Friday morning. Let's talk about where we sit. So this is a live look right now, our WRL tower in southeast Wake County. One thing to kind of note here, you can see some of the cloud cover off in the distance. It's not a lot. I've looked up as I was coming in this morning, and definitely lots of stars. It's kind of just a chilly start this morning, but some of those clouds may help to keep temperatures from going a little bit lower than where they could. It's still cold, though. We're at 38 Raleigh-Durham, 30 in Roxborough, 37 in Goldsboro, mid to upper 30s here for our southern counties, so likely you're going to want the winter coat as you're headed out. This time yesterday, though, we were about 15 to 20 degrees warmer than where we are now, so it was still chilly, but today it's even colder, so that just puts it into perspective. We go through the day itself, though. Here's where we top out. 56 this afternoon. It should be nice and dry, nice and quiet, up until you see that rain icon popping up there at about 6 o'clock or so. We're going to go through that here on Featurecast because this is a change compared to what we were talking yesterday morning at this time. The models are showing a cold front coming through today. That was implied like we were looking at yesterday. The change, though, is it has a tiny bit more moisture to work with for us this afternoon. We go to about 5 o'clock or so. It is very light coverage. I think this will not be a long-lasting event, but you could get under. There's 5 o'clock, 6, 7, 8 o'clock or so, a very quick shower that comes on through. It will move along, and then it should get out of here by the time we head again, probably 8 o'clock or so. If you are traveling, it should not be a major factor. It could just be a little inconvenient where you get under that. At the beaches today, though, we could see also a stray shower north. Temperatures in the 55 to 60 degree range, 55 along the Outer Banks. Wilmington right about 60. Otherwise, really going to be a beautiful day here. Tons of sunshine for us along our coast. We head into the holiday weekend, 55 on New Year's Eve, 54 as we head into New Year's Day, so very similar. Right about midnight, we're talking temperatures probably upper 30s, 40, 41, kind of right around the 40 degree mark for you. It will feel chilly right about then, but should not have any big issues for us. Into the day itself, New Year's Day, about a 20% chance, mainly into the afternoon, of just a quick shower as well. We're at 50 as we head into tomorrow, a little bit cooler, 55 on New Year's Eve, New Year's Day at 54, and then we track our next storm system there, Brett, into Thursday of next week.
Thanks, Anthony. Let's take a look at traffic right now. And right now at 620, we are seeing clear conditions out there on the roads, which is really good news. The Beltline looking clear, 540 coming in from the Wendell area. Not looking like you're seeing any delays, no trouble spots over in that area. Take a look at Glenwood Avenue right there at the Beltline. There's a few folks there waiting for that stoplight as you head over to the Crabtree Valley Mall area, but we're not seeing any delays on Glenwood right now on either direction. Really seeing clear conditions across the board. We'll continue to monitor things and check back in with you shortly.
Thanks, Brett. If you didn't know it already, Metallica is hosting a national marching band competition.
Yeah, coming up in What's Trending, we take a listen to one North Carolina University's entry and how to vote for them to win.
Plus, the Detroit Pistons make NBA history, not in a good way, though. The record they have matched that they hope they don't break in their next game.
And the countdown to New Year's Eve is on. And this morning on Today, the preparations underway for major celebrations this weekend, including security and the unique date, prompting more people to plan weddings for the final day of the year.
And here, have a look at your NC Education lottery numbers. We'll be right back.
is What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Rock band Metallica is holding a nationwide marching band competition.
Yeah, and folks all over the country are reaching for their phones to vote for their local high school or college's entry. Time for a look at what's trending. And the crowd goes wild. That was Western Carolina University Marching Band's rendition of Fuel. They entered the collegiate level of this competition. There's also a high school category. The winning prize, Jeff, $75,000. You can vote for your favorite entry through Sunday online at MetallicaMarchingBand.com. They're incredible.
They're also going to kick in for some new instruments for them as well. I imagine it's a tough poll to pull off a Metallica song with a marching band. Enter Sandman has got to be in the
mix. Look at them, the headbanging and everything. I love it.
Actor Gary Oldman is reflecting on his performance in the Harry Potter movies. He played Sirius Black, Harry Potter's long-lost godfather. Oldman appeared on the Happy, Sad, Confused podcast saying he thinks his work was mediocre in the movies. He says if he had read the books, he may have performed differently. This is where my kids would say, duh.
Yeah, right? When I read this, I was shocked when I read that he did not read the books and then he played the role. But he says he tends to nitpick his work. But he said, you know, it's just a healthy habit that I do because I want to make the next thing even better. I want to make the next role even better. But I think he did a fantastic job. He's a fantastic actor. So good job.
Yeah, he'll read it next time.
Yeah, exactly. He'll read the book next time.
The Detroit Pistons are hoping not to break a record tomorrow. If they lose to Toronto, they will break the record for the longest losing streak in NBA history. The team's loss to the Celtics last night earned them their 28th straight loss. That matches the longest losing streak. Pistons did force overtime, made it interesting before Boston recovered and won the game 128-122. Now they match the Philadelphia 76ers' record consecutive losses.
And now to a good news story. This is amazing. This morning, we are close to a record number of donations to Codes for the Children. We have raised more than $172,000 to help provide warm clothing for children in our area. And there's still time to donate. You can go to WREL.com/Codes or scan the QR code that's right on your screen there. The Codes for the Children campaign runs through the end of the year. There are 3 days left to donate.
Such a good cause there, and you definitely are going to want the winter coat out there this morning. We're also tracking the potential for some light showers this afternoon into the evening. We're going to walk through Futurecast and show you if there's any more on the way for the weekend coming up.
A woman is dead and two others are injured after a truck flipped over in a crash in downtown Raleigh. Coming up, the questions we're asking police this morning about what happened.
Also, a missing Fayetteville teenager is found hidden beneath a trap door in a Kentucky home. How the teenager says she was lured away by her kidnapper.